So I say to you, my friends, that even though we must face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream.
It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all persons are created equal.
I have a dream that one day on the Red Hills of Georgia, sons and daughters of former slaves and sons and daughters of former slave owners will be able to sit down at the table together of sisterhood and brotherhood.
I have a dream that one day my four little children will live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but the content of their character.
I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, every hill and mountain shall be made low.
And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together.
This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out the mountain of despair, a stone of hope.
With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood and sisterhood.
With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that one day we will all be free.
This will be the day that all God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty."
And if America is to become a great nation, this must become true.
So let freedom ring from the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire.
Let freedom ring from the mighty mountains of New York. Let freedom ring from the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania. Let freedom ring from the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado. Let freedom ring from the curvaceous slopes of California.
Let freedom ring from the Stone Mountain of Georgia and the Flint Hills of Kansas.
Let freedom ring from the Lookout Mountain of Tennessee.
Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside.
Let freedom ring. And when we allow freedom to ring from every village and hamlet, from every state and city, we will be able to speed up that day for all God's children, black and white, Jews and Muslims, Catholics and Protestants, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last."